Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm here with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. And we're here to share a lesson of A Course in Miracles as we are working through this beautiful workbook. And today we're going to be discussing lesson 256, God is the only goal I have today. And we're going to join together now for a moment of silence before we begin. God is the only goal I have today.
The way to God is through forgiveness here. There is no other way. If sin had not been cherished by the mind, what need would there have been to find a way to where you are? Who would still be uncertain? Who could be unsure of who he is? And who would yet remain asleep in the heavy clouds of doubt about the holiness of her whom God created sinless? Here we can but dream. But we can dream we have forgiven him whom all sin remains impossible, and it is this we choose to dream today. God is our goal. Forgiveness is the means by which our minds returned to God at last.
And so, our Father, would we come to you in your appointed way? We have no goal except to hear your voice and find the way your sacred word has pointed out to us. God is the only goal I have today. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. It's important for me to begin each day when I can recall the intention and remember to do so, to simply ask, what is the gift of the day? And the gift of the day seems to be more and more for me, I'll speak for myself here, to remember to put God first, to remember to be connected with Spirit. I refer to Jesus, and I refer to him as Jay, and I speak to him a lot, my internal dialogue, because when I speak to Jay, I feel connected. And I know that that is the conduit, that is the voice for God, that is the line of communication to God. And I find solace and I find joy and peace in that connection. And when I ask myself the question, what is the gift of the day? Then I try to not look beyond the day and to be grateful for where I am, what's going on, what's happening in my life today. That is, of course, a reflection of my consciousness. Can I see a change? Am I seeing a change here in the reflection today that's a confirmation that I am remembering that God is the only goal for my life? It's why I came here, to remember that because of the love of God, what other goal would I have? What other goal would I put first before that? What other idol would I hold up between me and that energy that love can only bring? that experience that love can only bring. God is the only goal I have. And so we come to you, Father, in your appointed way. You have appointed a way for each of us to find our way home and our true self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind, is nudging and nudging through our brothers and sisters, through the events of the day, and through the gift of the day to help us remember that revelation awaits our willingness to prepare. God is the only goal I have today. So we thank you for joining us today for this lesson. Thank you for being who you are, where you are, as you are in your journey, and that you have chosen, as we have, to allow A Course in Miracles to be our map, to be our guide, and to help us remember the gift of the day and what the goal is for the day. And we are so grateful and blessed that you are a mighty companion in our journey. And we thank you for being who you are. God bless you. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love.